Good evening. Tonight is Tuesday, May 27th. I'm Evan, and you're listening to the Kinky Crafter Podcast. I managed to make it through today in one piece. Had to go into work, unfortunately, basically had a meeting that I had to go to. Not the most productive day in the world, but managed to keep on my feet, as it were. After that, I went out to the local Tuesday night education meeting and actually got to see a really interesting presentation on interrogation. And actually found it really informative. I'd seen some fairly basic stuff on interrogation before, but this was the first really comprehensive class that I've been to on the subject. And I thought it was really nice. I think one of the things that really stood out was that it really focused a lot on the psychological aspect of it. I know originally when I first heard about interrogation scenes, you think, people getting beaten up, slapped around, bamboo shoved under your fingernails and whatnot. And one of the things that you really focused on, that I thought was very relevant was that, you basically, once you start supplying significant amounts of pain, basically your body, your brain in particular, reacts by producing chemicals to kind of take you out of the experience. You're really only going to be able to sort of really experience that pain in a direct, sort of unfiltered way for a short period of time. Whereas the psychological aspect, you can build up over longer periods of time, kind of ebb and flow, take it up a lot and then kind of back off a little bit, then keep on that psychological pressure and then finish off with, some sort of physical, pressure of some sort, depending on what you're going for. So anyway, it was pretty interesting. It was definitely a class that I enjoyed. I did think it was interesting, though, sort of kind of taking a step back and looking at the essentially sort of the headspace that it put me in. Basically, I was noticing that, still on a fairly heavy, really in a rope kind of headspace, which it probably sounds fairly vague and maybe not so helpful, but it's a very different kind of experience in it. And I didn't really notice it as much until I went into the interrogation scene, which is much more, much more BDSM, much more, power and control and, a lot more of the, physically and psychologically visceral kind of, kind of feelings along with that, as opposed to rope, for me anyway, it's more of a, it's more of a interpersonal connection with heavy, like analytical elements and very, I don't know. It's kind of hard to describe. It's just completely different kind of headspace and sort of that sudden shift of going into the class made me realize how different it was. And so that was a pretty interesting experience. I think that's probably going to be it for the evening. Hopefully I'll be able to get a decent amount of rest and come back swinging tomorrow and planning on trying to do the general con report then sort of wrap things up, talk about some of my experiences and all that. Should have plenty of time to really devote to a decent summary. But until then, as always, I can be reached at evan@kinkycrafter.com. Particularly, I'd like to hear any thoughts or opinions about, I guess mostly about the sound quality, since that was probably the most dramatic thing that was noticeable during the remote recording I was doing. You can also feel free to bitch about the lack of significant content there. I'm definitely guilty on that front, but hopefully in the future that will improve. Actually, got to meet the fellow that the author that wrote the Better Built Bondage book there very briefly in one of the classes. Unfortunately, didn't have a chance to interview him or anything, but hopefully that might be something that I could arrange at a future point. Anyway, as always, I hope you all have a good night, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.